Chapter 5. Bringers of the Storm. Ithar cried out in agony. Ionis Cryptborn carefully but firmly placed his hand over the stricken warrior's forehead to stifle his anguish. A mote of healing celestial magic entered the Retributor, but it did little more than ease his pain. It would take more than this to sustain his life.
"Be still, brother,"
Ionis whispered, one eye on the skies in the hope of seeing Sturmanon's prosecutors return. Ithar's heavy sigmarite armor was badly torn and rent. Huge grooves had been carved through the gilded breastplate and into his flesh. Bones had been shattered, organs pierced. In places, the flesh was burned. Though paladins were the hardiest of the Stormcast, they were not invulnerable. Ithar teetered on the brink, his stony-faced Retributor Prime looking on.
"Will he live?"
asked Theodorus, hefting his lightning hammer meaningfully.
"Or is mercy all we have left to give him?"
Ionis raised his hand for calm.
"I need a moment longer, Theodorus,"
he told him, returning to his ministrations. It had been an ambush. 18 souls badly bloodied by a hunting pack of Korgoraths. Ever since parting ways with the Lord Celestant, Ionis's chamber had been attacked at every turn. Monsters and peril were ubiquitous in these lands, it seemed. After a hard march, they had reached sight of their objective, a looming tower of brass. As the paladins had led the column through a narrow defile in a forest which bore blades instead of leaves on its trees, the Korgoraths had struck. The four warriors who had lost their heads to the beasts were gone, with only ribbons of corpuscent to mark their passing. The rest had lived, but were brutally wounded. Now, Ionis had to try and keep them alive. They would need every hammer in the battle to come. So far, he had managed to save all but two. Ithar was the last.
"Sigma," he intoned in a sepulchral voice. "O Lord of Azir, Master of the Storm."
Ionis clenched the relic hammer, holding it aloft as he let go of Ithar's mouth with his other hand and gently placed it upon the warrior's chest. His reliquary icon stood nearby, driven into the earth. The skeletal totem bound to it, a sword in its bony fingers as it hung in silent repose, looked on as if in judgment. Ithar's golden mask was lying next to it, split from crown to chin.
"Heed my prayers, and bestow your grace upon this paladin, so he might rise to fight again in your name. Heed me, Sigma!"
Ionis cried aloud, as black clouds began to gather overhead.
"Grant us your glory! Bring forth the storm!"
A lightning bolt arced down from the heavens and struck Cryptborn's hammer. He shuddered as the immortal god power went through him and into Ithar. Slowly, a cerulean glow began to suffuse the fallen paladin, re-knitting the wounds in his flesh. In moments, it was over, and Ithar was restored. Ionis sagged, the effort draining, and glanced at the hourglass he had set down the moment he began. The last few grains trickled down its neck as Ithar sat up.
"Rise," said Ionis, standing himself.
"Praise the God King,"
Theodorus murmured, and held his hammer to his chest to venerate the Lord of Storms.
"We are whole again,"
Ionis told him, although he sounded weary.
"The tower awaits."
He spoke to his entire exemplar chamber, who had been silently looking on. As if the Lord Relictor had summoned them, Sturmanon's prosecutors swept in from the north. The gathered paladins made room for them to land. Ionis held his ground, but stood ready to receive them.
"I bear tidings, Lord Relictor," said Sturmanon.
"The tower's garrison
is nothing we cannot overcome, but there is something unnatural about it. This is no mere keep, wrought of stone and metal."
"It is a temple, Sturmanon,"
Ionis told him, in a voice as deathly as the grave.
pure and simple. A monument to war, and it must be cast down.
I saw a priest upon the parapet, one who bore a totem that was utterly unlike your reliquary.
Ionis knew of whom Sturmanon spoke. Ever since they had won the battle on the Igneous Delta, Ionis had wondered what had happened to the Blood Priest. Now he knew, and it was ill news indeed. The brass tower was close. Ionis could feel it, and strove to marshal his violent thoughts, for he knew they were not entirely his own. As he pushed the urge for blood from his mind, as he saw his fellow Stormcast Eternals do, another thought intruded. It slipped in like a shadow, at first unseen, but chill as the grave. A cold, ancient voice echoed in the Lord Relictor's skull, and the sound of it froze his very marrow.
A tithe is owed. A tithe shall be given. A soul for a soul.
A hand on Ionis's shoulder brought him around. At first he thought its fingers were made of bone.
Lord Relictor,
asked Theodorus, his concern obvious even behind the gold mask he wore.
All is well,
Ionis lied, clapping the Retributor Prime on his back.
All is well. We march with all haste, brothers.